can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Now stand to your feet as we welcome our Senior Pastor, Dr. Gerard Curry. Good morning, sir.
How many of you like to be full of energy? If you find you have a lack of energy, you know there's a scripture that says, for those who wait upon the Lord, he says he'll renew your strength like that of the eagle. Do you understand? Doesn't matter your age. Forget about your age. Age is a thing in your mind. Amen. And so you can be renewed and strengthened, and you can have all the energy that you need. Some of you don't believe that. All the ones with their heads down, they don't believe it. The ones smiling believe it. You better put a smile on your heart now. Yeah, now all of a sudden everyone's smiling. Now you can take your Bible and shake it all about and make a faith confession statement. Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. How many of you know that church is a place where you should come to be equipped? And you can be equipped by the word of God. The Bible says the fivefold ministry are there for the equipping of the saints. So we are supposed to equip you so you don't have to be beat up and knocked about by every demon and every wind and doctrine. I've got some really good news. Excellent, excellent news. I'm not sure if you're all aware of this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The devil, Satan, El Diablo, whatever you want to call him, the devil, that's from my country, South Africa, the devil, Juicy Lucy, whatever you want to call him, has been thoroughly, completely defeated. Now, when you look outside at the world and the way things are going and the fires and earthquakes and all the kind of stuff that we see happening, you think, well, it doesn't look like he's defeated. You know, the Bible's very clear. When you're a child of God, he said, they that dwell in the shadow of the Most High will fear no evil. He says, listen, things are going to go on around you. 1,000 will fall this side and 10,000 that side, but it will not come nigh thee. And that's Psalm 91. You need to start to believe what God has attained and achieved for the children of God. And then you can walk in it. Like the precious Sister Carol, who got up and did such a great job. I think she'll be preaching next Sunday after. And she did such a great job. But the devil tried to attack her with sickness. And she can give you a testimony how she's 100% perfect in every way. Pastor Ron, wherever he's sitting, look, he has the man. The devil tried to attack him. But he's sitting here. Pastor John, the devil tried to attack him. He went, I made him go to a doctor. You like that? See, I'm not one of those guys who say, don't go to the doctor. I said, you go. I phoned his wife. I said, make sure he goes. At least we can get what they say we need to pray for. Yes. Amen. He went and he came back after how many tests? A couple of different blood draws and all that kind of stuff. He came back, not a thing, nothing, absolutely 100% perfect. You can walk in perfect health. You can walk in perfect peace. You can be the head and not the tail. You're supposed to be above and not beneath. That's the way it's supposed to be. Can you say amen? Or say, oh me, but you better get something going. And I want to talk to us today about something I call my victorious language. My victorious language. You got it up there. You see that? How many of you know that you can have a language that takes you to victory? You can have a language that takes you to defeat. There's two languages here. One is for defeat and one is for victory. And you can have a language that always leads you in the path of victory each and every time. And, you know, I was thinking about this. How many of you got GPS in your cars or on your phone? I mean, everybody, right? Everybody. I mean, hello, Siri, get me home. You know, whatever. You get lost. I went and visited someone one day with GPS. And then when I wanted to get out, I couldn't get out. I don't know how to. And I was somewhere in Stuart. And so I had to GPS get me to, give my address, and it got me home. Once I got to the area, I knew that I took over. But a GPS is great. Have you ever had it talk to you back? So make a U-turn. Make a U-turn now. Next available, make a U-turn. And you know your house is still further, and she's trying to tell you to make a U-turn. It's normally a woman talks to me like that on there. This is a joke, okay? Okay, I've got a woman that talks to me in South African accent. You can get all the accents you want from which country. But a GPS is a global positioning system. But how many of you know that God's also got a GPS as God's positioning system? And God's trying to position you for victory all the time. Now, I've been led to the wrong place with GPS. Our church, when we had the church on St. James, it used to stop you 3 miles up the road at an empty lot. I used to have people come there looking for, I believe, Benny Hinsia or Henry Hinsia. And we lost. They phoned us from an open plot. So a GPS can lead you wrong. How many of you know that's true? But God's GPS will never lead you astray. He will never take you to the wrong destination. You will always end up where you need to go. And so in order to become an overcoming Christian, we have to get completely the basics, the most fundamental truth and spiritual law of God. We've got to get our mouth speaking right. Tell your neighbor, so I've got to get my mouth speaking right. All right, Romans 10. I want you to go with me to Romans 10. Everybody turn in your Bibles, look on your phones, get into Romans 10. And let's look at what Romans 10 and verse 8 says. You can put it up, thank you. Romans 10, 8. But what saith it? What does it say? This is the Bible speaking. The word is nigh thee. What does nigh thee mean? It means it's pretty near, right? It's pretty close, right? It says the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. It's in your mouth. It's in two places. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. Everyone say mouth and heart. Mouth and heart. So the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. Watch what it is, though. That is the word of faith. The word of faith which we preach. He's saying to you already, the word of faith that you have in front of you in your book, in your Bible, can get into your heart and get into your mouth. And that you're supposed to be speaking the word of faith out of your mouth rather than the word of defeat out of your mouth. You see, faith will never agree with a symptom. In case you didn't get that. Faith will never agree with a symptom of sickness. Faith will never agree with the fact that you have issues and problems. Now, once again, there may be a fact that there's a symptom attacking your body. That might be a fact. But if you speak the word of faith, what God says to say, the symptom, the facts will line up with the truth. Yes. See, truth never changes. How many of you know the truth cannot change? There's only one truth. He told the truth. Amen? Or he told a lie. There's many lies, but one truth. And so the facts will change to what the truth, which is God's word, says. It'll change to what God says if you continually speak faithful words out of your mouth. And I don't want people to get down or anything, but I speak to a lot of people. And they call me and they tell me certain situations going on. And I can locate them. And you need to learn to locate yourself like a GPS. You need to locate yourself. Where am I? By the words of your mouth, you can locate yourself. You can locate where you're at in your walk with God by the words that come out of your mouth. Because when you say, I'm getting sick, or I have laryngitis. I wish you had laryngitis because you couldn't say it. I have flu. You've just located where you're at. You're speaking death-filled words rather than life-filled words. And we need to get a grip on this now. I think we're all past grade school, right? We're past kindergarten. Some of you are in your desk and your knees are knocking. It's too small because you've been in that classroom now for 22 years. It's time to get out of there and graduate to a higher grade. You know, the Bible says some of you still need milk. How about going to some steak and some broccoli? They still need the milk of the Word of God. You need to get yourself in a position by letting God lead you and show you that you can have a different language. There is another language to learn. I grew up with a language of defeat. I'm telling you, I grew up, I was brought up, I was trained, I was taught to speak defeat in my life. Because I heard my parents say, we can't afford it. So what did I end up saying? I can't afford it. Guess what happened? I couldn't afford it. I heard my parents saying, I'm sick, I've got this. What did I do? I said, I'm sick, I've got this. And guess what I got? Sick. So I grew up with, you know, just such a negative, defeated kind of attitude. I was always happy and full of life, and I would take anything on, but I was still speaking death. I was still speaking death. And I was wondering why every time I get to a place of absolute success in my life, somehow I sabotage it. My words belie, they show to me what's in my heart. See, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I'll say that again. Out of the abundance of the heart, that's Matthew 10:41. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in here, my real belief is coming out of my mouth. So when I say I'm broke, that's what I believe. And that's what I'm going to operate in, brokenness. I'm sick. And so I've got to get a new language. And this is a language of redemption. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, say, there's a language of redemption. And so it's through the cross of Jesus Christ that there's a language of redemption that you need to learn. You need to learn. You know, when I was in South Africa, I had to learn two languages or else I failed the year. I had to know English and I had to know Afrikaans. I had to know them. There was no option for me not to know it. If I failed Afrikaans, I failed the year. If I failed English, I failed the year. So I had to learn Afrikaans. And so I learned Afrikaans. And it's amazing how when you put your mind to something, you can do it. And so now I'm telling you, there's another language you need to learn. You need to learn the language of redemption. You need to learn what to say in the midst of the chaos and the trials. You need to speak redemptive language. There's a redemptive language that'll take you over and get you across and get you through. Yeah. Now, the more you put that language inside, the more the language is going to come outside. You see, because what happens is if I've got a language of defeat, which I was brought up with, I better learn how to change the words and the belief system. And the only way I'm going to learn the victorious language is by going to the Word of God, because faith comes how? By hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, faith comes by, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. I wish it was once. I wish it was once off. If I heard the word once and I had it, wouldn't that be awesome? I'm telling you, I wish we had a zipper on our head. We could open it, take the Bible, put it in, close it, and there you go. But it doesn't happen like that. When I learned Afrikaans, I had to sit in a classroom and I had to listen to a teacher speak a funny language that I didn't want to learn. But I knew I had to. But it took effort and it took me through the years to learn this. And it'll take you through the years to learn the Word of God. But you can start today and you can change your life already today. Already today. Amen. Amen. And so we need to speak like God speaks. Amen. Do you think He speaks negative? Woo! I think we're going to have a recession this year. Get Michael to get the pearly gates and see if we can hock him somewhere. You think He's doing that? No. No. He's moving forward. Always moving forward. Always improving, increasing. He can't improve or increase. But He wants you to improve and increase and get the lifestyle that He's prepared for you.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our